There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. We're counting down the days till Super Bowl 59, Eagles-Chiefs. You can hear it. You know, you can watch on TV, listen to Merrill and Mike, of course, on WIP or the Odyssey app, as long as you're in the area here. Joining us every Thursday at 3 during the football season, which continues as long as the football season possibly could continue for any team, is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel, how are you feeling, buddy?
I'm still here. We're going into February, and you still get to call me on Thursday.
Unbelievable.
I thought I expected you to be down in Alabama, man, at the Senior Bowl.
No, that's not for me. You know, that was a one-time thing, and I said, I'm good here.
Well, no, Shiel's not an eye test guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's strictly stats.
I don't want to think about the draft right now.
What a shot that was. You hear that from Fritz saying you're not an eye test guy, only stats? He's minimizing your football guy, qualifications.
I invented the eye test. Fritz stole the eye test from me, but that's okay. I'm used to the shots. This has been 7 years, you know, I've had to deal with this. So I know to just let it roll off my back now.
All right, Shiel. We opened up the show today talking about this in very plain terms. You know, after the game, Jalen mentioned that that Coach Sirianni had taken him out of his straitjacket a little bit for that game. So if I were to ask you, in the Super Bowl, do you want straight jacket Jalen or no straight jacket Jalen? Which Jalen would you want in the Super Bowl?
Oh, my gosh. Straight jacket Jalen or not. I think if you looked at that game, like I didn't think that it was a – I don't know that the straight jacket was completely off. You know, what I liked about it was that there was a lot of easy completions for Jalen Hurts in the NFC Championship game with the scheme where he was able to make quick throws on RPOs or get the football out of his hands. Not all of them. He made some downfield throws. So that, to me, looks like a formula that should work and could work. You know, the Chiefs have a much better defense than the Commanders, but I like that formula where you take some shots downfield because Jalen Hurts throws a pretty deep ball. You get the easy completion. You still lean on the run game. So I don't know what that is. I guess if he said the straight jacket was off for the NFC Championship game, then let's keep it in the closet, I guess, for the Super Bowl.
It's interesting in that game because there was a Jalen thing that felt different, and then there was a play-calling thing that felt different. The Jalen thing that felt different felt like he was taking those one-on-one shots that he tends to – that he had passed up, I would say, for the last 2 or 3 months. From a play-calling perspective, we see that even that opening play to Saquon felt like we haven't seen that very often. There were the little sweep plays to Goddard. It did feel like they opened up the playbook a little bit in that, too. So it felt like not just Jalen and not just Kellen, but it felt like both of them.
Yeah, it was a combination of things. I'm with you. It was nice wrinkles in the offensive game plan. It was a version of Jalen Hurts that we have seen, not every week, but throughout the year, that he has a clear picture of what he's seeing. You know, that Steelers game comes to mind where he knows what he's seeing. He knows where to go with the football. And when that's the case, he can deliver it accurately. And then, yeah, I think the straitjacket thing was about some of the downfield throws. I mean, that's 4th and 5 completion to A.J. Brown down the left sideline. Like, that's, you know, generally on paper a low percentage play. but he made a beautiful, beautiful throw. I thought it was the turning point in the game. So I do think it was a combination of all those things.
Well, I mean, listen, it was certainly great to see him play from the pocket the way that he did the last game, making throws, being decisive. And he showed you that if he needed to run the ball, he could do that. You think back to the last time they met in the Super Bowl in the game that they played then. And, you know, the Eagles came into that game what I think the number one rushing offense, although it wasn't Saquon, obviously, it was Miles Sanders, but they were number one as a team. And Kansas City seemingly focused on the run in that game, Shill, and dared Jalen to beat them. To me, he did enough through the air. Can you see sort of that playing out in this game to where Kansas City focuses on Saquon and dares Jalen to beat them?
Yeah, I mean, this is what makes the Eagles so difficult to defend right now, where if you're Steve Spagnuolo and you're starting your game planning for this game, where do you start? And I think most weeks this season, it is going to be Saquon Barkley, but, you know, you focus too much attention there, and we see what A.J. Brown can do on the outside, what Devontae Smith can do on the outside. But I do think most defensive coaches would look at this and say, we can't have Saquon Barkley running for 200 yards and just gashing us the entire game. Now, it's easier said than done. Other defensive coaches have said that, and they haven't been able to stop him. But, yeah, I think that's going to be part of it. I think the other part of it is, you know, Spags is so good coming from that Jim Johnson tree of not letting you know where the pressure is coming from. I mean, you watch their defense, and they will rush a slot corner at the quarterback. They will bring the safety after the quarterback. And you had it in the Super Bowl where Jalen Hurts was awesome, and, you know, he threw it, he ran it, he did everything. The game last year when they played the Chiefs got them, you know, quite a few times with some of those blitz looks and some of those creative pressure looks from Steve Spagnuolo. So it's kind of, I'm looking at these last two games and wondering sort of which version we'll see, because the version of the Eagles offense we saw last year against the Chiefs, they won the game, but it wasn't nearly as right. good of an offensive performance as we saw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and this Chiefs defense, including last year, is much better than the one they had in the Super Bowl two, three years ago. That was a younger Chiefs defense, hadn't morphed into what they are now.
Yeah, they've got guys who have been there, their corner, Trent McDuffie. We know Chris Jones has been doing it for a long time, even the safeties they have there. So, yeah, it's a defense where they all know what Spags wants to do. You saw it in the game last week against the Bills where, you know, the Chiefs aren't going to shut you down for an entire game. I would be very surprised if they just completely shut the Eagles down. But where he's so good is those high-leverage plays, a third down in the second half where all of a sudden he's doing something with the game on the line that you're not expecting. And can you handle it and make a play, or can you not make a play? You know that, and even on the other side, with Fangio going up against Mahomes, I mean, I think that to me is the key too, where this Chiefs offense hasn't necessarily been a juggernaut this year, but you look at them on third down and fourth down, and there's still been no one better in the NFL than Patrick Mahomes. So what's Fangio's plan going to be for those high leverage plays?
Shill Kapadia of The Ringer with us. Let's stay on that, the Fangio versus Mahomes thing, because Fangio is typically a guy that just does what he does, right? I mean, there's not a lot of change. I remember against the Saints, they had more guys up on the line of scrimmage because they ran the ball so well. It almost seems like what the Chiefs do on offense plays exactly into what Fangio does on defense, in that they throw a lot of short passes that we, you know, we tend to allow. Do you think Fangio changes anything up? Do you think we see any different looks, or do you think the Eagles are just going to go out there and do what they do?
Yeah, I think what you said is so true. Like the whole philosophy of a Vic Fangio defense is make the offense work for it. You heard the announcer saying it during the broadcast last week that nothing's going to be easy. If you can go 90 yards and 18 plays and, you know, complete 6-yard passes without screwing up, then you'll have a chance. But the Eagles have been so good at not allowing explosive plays this year. And then you look at the Chiefs offense, and it's such a different offense than a few years ago, where they're a bottom five offense in terms of creating explosive plays. It's what you said, Spike. They want to just methodically move the ball down the field. So I think Fangio will have some wrinkles. I think we've seen that in the playoffs where it's not overall where you say, man, he's playing so much man coverage or he's blitzing all over the place, but it's like those key spots where on third down, he'll show you a look that either they haven't used on film all year or they haven't used since week 8 or week 10 and you're not ready for it and you win that down. I really do think it's going to be a third down game where it's going to be, that's where Mahomes is so good And that's also where Fangio's got to, like you said, stray from a little bit of maybe what they typically do and make Patrick Mahomes hold on to the football for that extra half second and see if that's good enough for you to get a stop and get off the field.
Two evenly matched teams here, Shiel. Sometimes the difference can be the coaching, right? We know one coach is, in my opinion, will be a Mount Rushmore coach of the NFL by the time he's done coaching. And then you got Nick Sirianni, who, you know, I think he's done his best coaching job this year. The stuff he's had to sort of endure, the adversity they had to get over, and how he's managed his locker room and his football team. They get to this game next Sunday. I'm wondering, does Nick got in that last Super Bowl a little conservative on a couple of possessions there. You think Nick sort of in the back of his mind says, that's not going to happen this time around. In other words, if the opportunity is there to be aggressive, you think he's aggressive in this game versus, you know, the couple times he wasn't in that last Super Bowl?
It's a great question because you have to think that he's been thinking about that, you know, for a while now, and certainly this week that, hey, if we have an opportunity to try to win the game and not give Patrick Mahomes the football back late in the game, what do we do? You know, he's got a great defense. They win with the run game. But even you saw it last week, it's 4th and 5. They lined up to go for it. I thought they were just going to try to draw the Commanders offside. Yeah. I actually didn't think they were going to go for it. And like I said, I think that ended up being the biggest play in the game. So I have to think that he'll look at it and say, like, if you're going to go down to this Chiefs team, in my opinion, you don't want to go down saying, hey, we got conservative and we gave Mahomes a chance at the end. Like that to me is the thing where you can't really – you're going to have regrets over that. Versus, hey, we tried to go for it. We went for the kill. We tried to step on their throat and not give them the ball back. And, hey, it didn't work out, but I can live with that. So, yeah, I do think he will look at that. He'll revisit some of those decisions in that Super Bowl. And my gut, not, I can't tell you 100%, but my gut would say he would be more aggressive in this game.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Final question for me, Shiel. And I'm not going to ask you for prediction because we'll have you next week. It's a little early for prediction.
But I ask you next week, Spike.
What's that?
In person. Next week,
I'm very excited to see you in person. I feel like I haven't seen you in person in a very long time. So I'm excited to see you. I'm going to ask you a question Ike asked us, Jack and I, yesterday. If you as an Eagles fan, well, I don't know if you say you're a fan or don't say you're a fan. I don't know if you're big J Journo or whatever.
Yeah. Man up, Shiel.
But team content.
Okay, all right. So if you're an Eagles fan, you what makes you feel better at the end of the game? You have two choices. Choice number one, the Chiefs are down 4 points and Patrick Mahomes has the ball on his own 20 with 3 minutes to go. Or the Chiefs are up 4 points, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have the ball on their own 20 with 3 minutes to go. Which situation as an Eagles fan would you rather face?
Whew, that is a great question for this specific team. I think I would rather have Jalen Hurts with the football.
That's what I said, too. Even not as a Hurts guy. I was like, give me Jalen in that. I don't want Mahomes.
I mean, I just don't remember the times where Mahomes – I mean, I'm sure there are times. I know what's happened. But in my head, it's just like that is a situation that you dread. Patrick Mahomes has the football with a chance to win the game. And for as good as this Eagles team has been, you know, in those two-minute drills, those have been – if there's one thing that's been a little shaky, I know they got the stop against the Rams. But there have been some situations this year where the opponent has moved the football a little bit there. So I would take my chances with Hurts. Listen, for all the ups and downs and all the conversations we've had about Jalen Hurts, I would say two of his biggest moments so far in his career where he came through or played really well. One was that Super Bowl against the Chiefs where I thought was one of his best games he's ever played. And then NFC Championship game where there's a lot of, you know, conversation around the passing offense. For me, I'm not saying I wasn't a part of it. And then he comes out and he plays one of his best games against the Commanders. So I actually think Jalen Hurts is going to play really well in this football game. And I think I would rather him have the ball than Mahomes have the ball if you're deciding the game with 3 minutes left.
All right, Shiel. Well, we are excited to see you in New Orleans next week. And we're excited to get your prediction. I think I know where you're leaning, but we'll wait until next week for the prediction.
All right, we'll get a little more information, and we'll see how New Orleans is treating us, and then we'll give the official prediction next Thursday at this time. Can't wait.
All right, Shiel, thanks a lot, man.
All right, brother.
You guys.
You know, one advantage of the Eagles going so far, I love our football guests. I love Baldy, love Shield, love, you know, love Jaws, love that we get everybody every week, and we've gotten them for the whole season, right?
Yep.
So as many weeks as we can. That is a good question of yours, by the way. That Mahomes versus Jalen versus which one would you rather face?
Jack, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was saying, because we did that in 17, I remember, when they were there versus Brady, because Brady and Mahomes are kind of the same.
Yeah.
And it did actually end up that way. I mean, Brady was on the field.
Oh, he was. Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, that final pass, I still have nightmares about that final pass that Gronk is going to come down with that pass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I would rather have a lead than be down.
That's the argument.
Point that I'm making is that I'd rather have the lead.
Yes. Would you rather be up four? It's a weird thing to say I'd rather be down 4 points than up four points. But what a compliment toward Patrick Mahomes that is, that it's even a question.
Yeah.
That some people would be like, I'd rather be down. I'd rather be losing than give that guy a chance to win the game.
And it's actually crazy thinking. It's crazy thinking. Especially from guys like you two.
Yes.
Who don't necessarily really have a ton of faith in Jalen.
Well, I've said one of the things I do have faith in is those situations.
Yes.
Okay.
I think
it's not like he hasn't won any late games.
No, but I think what
and he has thrown some interceptions, Seattle, Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, his late game against Atlanta, like
this year, yes.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons I'm more confident with him in a late game situation than early is sort of like those chances that he doesn't take early that I want him to take, at the end of the game you have to take.
Sure.
And I think there's a little less second guessing of himself in those situations. He's just, you know, you have 3 minutes, you got to score a friggin' touchdown, and you got to take some chances.
Yeah.
And which is why. And also, I just, the slow death of Patrick Mahomes going down the field on you is just, I mean, we almost lived it with Stafford and the Rams.
Or you
two
can
weeks
die
ago.
Quickly by going 3 and out or 4 and
you
out.
You definitely
get it over with.
You definitely get that happened to Buffalo, by the way.
Well,
that happened to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I would worry. Like Spags in that specific.
Dude, you're getting heated up.
Yeah,
yes,
like
sir.
Spags
you
in
know
that.
You're getting the kitchen sink thrown at you.
That situation he's pretty good at. He's pretty good at. All right, listen. Maybe I'm getting bullied by Ike.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You guys are more thinking about the greatness of Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Which I agree with. That's there. But needing a touchdown.
Yes.
That's different than needing a field goal.
It is.
That's different than needing a field goal. So you got to get in the end zone.
Yes. Yeah. I think I might change by next Friday on the final show.
Well, he did it last year against the 49ers, didn't he?
But I'm staying where I am. Who?
Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Right? Didn't he do it in the Super Bowl?
I can't even remember.
I can't even remember yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because the 49ers wound up kicking a field goal in overtime, and he came down and scored a touchdown to win the game.
Well, we laughed at them when they
kicked the field goal.
Well, no, at the coin toss, remember? Because I think they
Mahomes laughed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they took the ball.
Oh, because they took the ball.
Yes.
They didn't realize, like.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't know the rules.
Hold on. But had they scored a touchdown?
No, game's not over. Kansas City gets the ball, gets a chance to score a touchdown.
Ah, yeah.
Everybody gets a possession.
Freaking rule, yes.
Yeah. Everybody gets a possession.
Did the 49ers realize that?
I don't think they did.
They couldn't have realized that. Yeah, you're right, because we criticized them for that. Kyle Shanahan.
Well, Kyle Shanahan, the biggest knock against him, he gets tight in
the
big
moments. That's Kyle Shanahan, because there's no way you take the ball first.
No.
You rather know what you need to do.
Yes, and have a chance to win the game with your first possession, which
and
you don't if you
downs.
Get the ball. Yes.
Whereas if you get the ball first, you actually got to make a decision. Do I kick a field goal or do I go for it on fourth?
Yes.
Yeah, I blame that on Shanahan.
Yes, that has to be.
They won the
Shanahan.
Toss and he took the ball. Yeah, that's on Shanahan.
Yeah.
And Mahomes laughed on the way to the sideline.
Yeah, basically.
He had like this sort of like stunned look on his face.
Like what?
They took the ball. And I think Kelsey was like, are you serious?
Wow.
215-592-9494. Straight jacket or no straight jacket on Jalen in the Super Bowl. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, listen, I hope you got a stronger argument today than you did yesterday.
Ooh.
Oh, I won yesterday. I don't know how you.
No, I was with you. I was with you, but I felt like you let Jack and Spike wear you down yesterday, man.
But we're worn down.
I left the stage winning. He's the one that held up on me. He quit.
It's like one of those performances where the quarterback just hands off to Saquon the entire time and then wins the game. Like, you know.
Hey, listen, shut up, Jack. Shut the hell up, you know what I mean?
shut up. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you punk something, right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, like Spike said, yeah, yeah. But listen. That question you asked, Spike, is who would I want? I would rather have Jalen, because Jalen, I believe, is one of the best quarterbacks in coming from behind in the NFL.
Easy.
Right now.
You would rather have Jalen with the ball down 4 points than have Mahomes with the ball down 4 points.
He has a lot of comeback
points.
Wins, yes.
Yeah.
Not final drive win, OG Wade, but yes, being down 10 points, yeah. I think he has the most, yeah.
Okay. And we actually did that in the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? Where we needed a touchdown and Jalen came down and we got the touchdown and the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then Bird Brain had to do the hold and everything that, you know, ate us up where we couldn't get the damn ball back, because I know that we would have won that game. But anyway, I digress on that. But I think when you talking to your pundits, Spike and Ike, y'all need to ask these guys the OG Way 4-point system. You see what I'm saying? Because
do you know what their first response is going to be? What if it ends up 2-2?
Well, that's where you go on your thing, what you just said. Well, who do you want the ball? Then you got to be able to add stuff. Like, you can't just come in. OG can't do every damn thing.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? I know I'm great. I know I got it. But you got to be able to bring something to the party, too.
My brother, can you just admit you didn't think through the 4-point system all the way through?
You know why, Spike? I win every damn week, so I ain't never been faced with that situation. I'm just a winner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, all right.
And and the other thing is, you check this out.
What?
Josh Allen against the Kansas City Chiefs.
See, it's always.
What'd he do?
It's always.
I'm not doing a comparison.
Okay.
I'm just talking
all right.
about situations, because I want to make sure that the Eagles, that we're in a better situation, because in that situation there, Josh Allen tried to push 4 times and only got it once. He's actually doing it the wrong way. He should need to call Jalen and ask him, what are you doing to get that? You know what I mean? Because I need to adopt that. And also, when he was blitzed, he had the guy right in the flat. Why would you throw a Hail Mary up in the air when you got your...
I don't think that's where Josh Allen messed up that play up, honestly. He made that wasn't his best game, but he changed the protection on that to the wrong thing. And you can even see that he changed the protection to the wrong thing. I don't think he could have thrown that pass to the flat by the time
he rolled right.
He rolled right and the defenders were right in his face. Honestly, watching that play, it just speaks to his physical tools. The fact that he got the ball as close to Dalton Kincaid as he did was actually outrageous. But I think he made the mistake before the play, not during the play. I don't think he could have thrown that ball.
I'm glad you brought that up, because everybody keeps saying, even Rex Ryan, oh, it's the greatest pass I've ever seen. Actually, Kincaid, his athleticism has allowed him to get in the vicinity of the ball, because he was actually running a route.
We still dropped it.
Stop on his route and come back to try to get involved with the Hail Mary.
We all know if it was Jalen threw that ball and AJ that dropped it, it wouldn't be you blaming Jalen on it. It would have been you blaming AJ.
Absolutely right.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure.
That don't make me wrong.
That's fair. That's fair.
It doesn't mean that you're wrong, but if it was the other way around, you wouldn't. And you're right. I wouldn't say that.
So,
Jalen does move protections in the right way, and it turns into touchdowns instead of
yes, every time.
Yep. The Peyton Manning, the 2020s. Yep.
Yeah. So, OG, in 1933, on this day, 1933, the Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted. Give us a famous duo.
OG and Justin, that's the best duo going right now.
Are you guys both going to be in New Orleans, or are you just sending Justin down?
No, I'm just sending Justin. I'm on parole, so I can't.
Okay. I love OG.
I'm on parole.
By the way, Justin OG is more of a one-man show in that. That's Justin's the one that's everywhere. Not OG.
Yeah.
Justin's
the
one that's everywhere.
Well, he's the face of the Knowledge Without College.
He is. The terrifying face of Knowledge Without College.
That's OG. OG's terrifying.
215-592-9494. In the Super Bowl, Jalen, straitjacket on or straitjacket off? Coming up next, the Eagles do have a bunch of free agents
coming up this offseason. Mm. We will run through them. Four of them were in the ESPN top 50 of free agents. Mm. And I want to run through with Ike. Just go, if you could have this guy or that guy, which one? This guy or that guy, which one? And we'll talk about, because this is going to be reality soon enough. So that is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and...
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And maybe I'm too good for you. Do you believe in love and the love? Man, this is going on playlists. I forgot what a good jam this was. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You remember when this song was huge, right, Ike? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Believe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So two quick things about tomorrow before we get back into the show. First of all, I've mentioned it a few times, but the Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics, which I'm taking part in, is tomorrow and Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. Special Olympics, just a wonderful cause. Raising money for my team. I would like to get to $4,000 raised. We're about $3,200. So if you go to phillyplunge.org, just search Spike. It's Spike's Plungers is the team. Here's the good news, though. For every $25 you donate, you're registered one time to win an autographed Saquon jersey and a $250 Wawa gift card. You donate $75, that's three entries, so on and so forth. So phillyplunge.org. The other thing tomorrow is our MVP this year, one of the best seasons in Philadelphia sports history, Saquon. We have Joe Shane, essentially, to thank for that. And because Joe Shane had the opportunity to sign, he wanted to sign back with the Giants, didn't do it. So to thank Joe Shane, we are sending a big thank you card throughout Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon during the show. We're sending Buzz out with the cards, a big card. And we would love for you to sign this card. So we'll give you updates as to where Buzz is. We'll probably get out there around 2:20 or so.
Yeah.
And he's not going to stop until the show ends. So, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so maybe a little inside Buzz. You know, maybe Market East Station, maybe 30th Street Station, maybe, you know, all sorts of places. So we would love to get as many signatures as possible, and then we'll get that to Joe Shane as a thank you. You think about how life could have been different if Joe Shane was just like, yeah, we'll give him the $12 million. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Everybody says they paid Daniel Jones rather than Saquon Barkley. Not true.
It could have done both.
Could have paid both.
Right.
Could have paid both.
Now, here's a question. If they win the Super Bowl... And Saquon wins, like, Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
Does he ask for a raise? Does he ask for, a new contract? He only has 2 years after this year.
I tell you what.
Yes.
It won't be asked publicly. And by the time, if it's done, it'll be done before we know that he asked for a new deal. In other words,
it won't be a controversy.
Yes, it'll just be done.
It'll make the Eagles look great instead of look that they got baited into it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know what you do? You just put some, from a cap perspective, you just put some more years on the deal, give him more upfront money, spread it out, and you say you want to make Saquon an Eagle for the rest of his career.
Yep.
You know, and do it that way. Would love to do that. I don't want to see Saquon.
Listen, we don't want Saquon to play in another uniform.
No.
So
when he goes into the Hall of Fame, and you don't go in as a team, I don't think, in the Football Hall of Fame, but I want him to be thought of as an Eagle when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we need a few more years for that.
Well, listen, if they go take care of business next Sunday, that Giants thing is all but erased.
Right.
Yeah, for him, as far as other than a footnote and where he got traded to here, it would almost be like...
Moses only played 4 years here.
Yeah. Well, John Riggins played with the Jets for a lot of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think of him as the Redskins.
Right. Then he got traded to Washington.
Oh, I never...
And he won the Super Bowl there, so most people think of him as a Redskin.
Yeah, I had never even thought of that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you want the straitjacket on or off Jalen in the Super Bowl? And coming up in a moment, we're going to go over the Eagles free agents with Ike and make him make some tough decisions. 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Louie?
I just need to clear the air from a couple days ago when I called. I never said that Nolan Smith was Reggie White. I just want to clear that.
Yeah, it's good to clear your name with that ridiculous take. Yes.
You kind of said
I'm not that crazy, okay? I just wanted to reiterate that Nolan Smith is breaking records, and we don't even think of him like that. So I just want to say that.
You were saying the opposite of that, really. You were saying the opposite of what we said you were saying, basically. You're saying this guy's not even thought of as Reggie White, and he's out there breaking records, is essentially what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get you there.
I'm so glad you're on my team.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
I got a few points because, Spike, you always say that my calls don't have, beef. You know what I mean?
You know what, Louie? But I vowed after your last call. I feel like I'm a little harder on you than I love you.
It's because you hate golf.
I like making fun of golf, and it makes it sound like I'm making fun of you. But go ahead. What's get to the point? Yes, absolutely.
So we talk about the straitjacket, and I've mentioned this a couple times. You have to understand that if we have a strong point in our offense, we're going to keep doing that. And I think that this is where a lot of teams, when the Patriots were on this dynasty, is they knew they had to do some trick plays because we knew we couldn't beat them straight up. And I think that when we talk about should you play conservative or should you play aggressive, this team is the best team in the league, guys, and we have to understand that. Now, we have the best defense in the league, which we didn't have in 22, and we still almost won that game. Now, because I'm so excited about the Super Bowl team, I've been cringing myself and watching the 2022 Super Bowl, and I've come to find out that our team wasn't that bad, even though that Patrick Mahomes went down the field and scored that field goal. It was like we could have won that game.
Of course.
So you could say, Louie,
that it was our lack of aggressiveness that cost us that game. It was coach's lack of aggressiveness that cost us that game.
And I think once you've never been there before, you don't want to take unnecessary chances. Now, if you listen to Nick's press conference, even though you don't get a lot out of it, he said that, listen, I took some notes after that. I'm not going to share with you the reporters, but we know what to do next time. So I feel pretty confident that even though Big Red and what's his name from defensive coordinator?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, that he likes to mix it up and things of that nature. I think our team's going to be ready. Now, we talk about Brandon Graham coming back. Man, Huff has been deactivated the whole season, so let's just keep him on the roster, okay? Has never started more than 8 games in his career, and we wanted to give him this thing. And it's okay, Howie, I understand. You're not supposed to be perfect.
Right,
But the Chiefs haven't scored more than 23 points a game this season. Let me say that again for the people at home. The Chiefs haven't scored more than 23 points a game this season.
They scored 32 in the AFC Championship season.
You mean like they didn't average 23 points because they've scored more than 23 points?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, and they're playing the number one defense in the league. So I have extreme confidence that we are going to win this game. But don't go off the beaten path trying to impress us, trying to impress the fans. Do what got you here. And I believe that Lurie and Nick understand that because I know they're talking. I play golf with Lurie. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy.
Oh, wow. You are so full of it. Would you stop?
Look at Louie, humblebrag.com with Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Paul Bunyan, Louie, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I know he's going to say, listen, we can showboat on the parade, but let's stick to our guns. Fellas, as always, I appreciate your time.
Louie, do you have a famous duo? Today, Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted 1933. You got a famous duo?
Now, I'm always a Foxhole guy,
yep.
Okay? So you can give it to somebody else. But the winner here is Mario and Luigi.
That's a great one.
Look at that duo.
That is a great one.
I like
one,
that
Louie.
One. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. We've had some big answers.
Yeah,
I think,
Mario
so
far. Luigi, that's a good one.
Yeah. Jack in Australia. You're on WIP. Ah. What's up, Jack?
Gentlemen, how are we?
I'm with Jordan Mailata.
Yes, love that accent. Yeah. What part of, are you a Melbourne's man?
I'm a Melbourne's man.
There you go.
I'm a Foxhole man as well.
There you go. I love it. You hear how I said Melbourne the right way? You like that?
You did. I respect the spike. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've got a couple quick points.
Yes.
I just wanted to say this straitjacket comment. I just think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, there's a lot of egos in the sport, but it hurts. Even if he throws the ball for 10 completions, we just have to win. Just do what you need to do to win. And then next year or the year after, you can do whatever you want. You can be a gunslinger. Just get the win and move on.
It is going to be an interesting offseason, I think, either way, in how they... Because Jalen clearly wants to throw the ball more. So I do think leading into next year, that will be an interesting conversation when we get there. But you're right. He has... I give him a lot of credit for them doing this. Clearly, that's not something he wants to be doing. But he got criticism for it,
mm-hmm.
and he did it anyway, so they could win. And I do give him credit for that.
Well, I've got one dilemma, and then I'll give you my do, and I'll leave you be.
Okay.
But my dilemma is that Super Bowl is about 10 a.m. Melbourne time. I have my first day of my new job on Super Bowl Monday.
Oh, that's tough.
If I'm calling in sick on my first day or going do not disturb and watching it at home with my wife. I went to Minnesota a few years back. I was lucky enough to go. So I'm a big Eagles guy, but I don't know what to do. So I'll leave you with that. My, you can feel free to answer it. My duo, I don't know if it's been said, but I've got to go with Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, incredible duo.
What a Philly guy answer,
that's a Philly guy answer,
Philly guy answer. You know,
101, I want to play my game tonight. 101. Remember they used to do the highlights to the NBA games? CBS used to do that with one-on-one.
Right.
Playing in the background.
They're not cool anymore. That sucks. It kind of sucks. No, I mean, like, they don't like each other anymore. Yeah, Hall & Oates.
When you said they're not cool, I thought you meant, like,
yes.
cool. Yes.
No, they're always cool. Yes. Hall & Oates are always cool.
They don't get along.
Yeah, no, yes. they do not.
Yes.
And as far as the job, I guess it depends on, like, what kind of job it is.
Is it your dream job?
Well, if it's a full-time job that you need to pay the rent... You got to go to the job. If it's like, you know, you do part. I don't know what it's like in Australia. Like, I don't know if they care about work as much as we care here. I don't know if you can just go get some other job.
They certainly aren't going to care that the Eagles played in the Super
Bowl. No, not at all.
But Mailata's playing in it.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes.
Well, you know what? They might be behind him.
And it also depends.
Make a Jordan Mailata day?
They should.
It also depends on what the job is. Could you have the job? Could you have the game on at work? Could you make a, you know, is it an office job where you could have the game on? Sure. I don't think you can miss your job.
He has to miss the job to watch the game.
Yes, because it's on at 10 a.m. on Monday.
And it's his first day of the new job.
Yes. It's tough.
It's really tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, you better record that.
Yeah.
See, that's what you, because you're in Australia, so you're not going to get your friends texting you. Like,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. You can easily stay off the apps if you wanted.
Yes.
But I would imagine they are watching the game in Australia.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how big American football is in Australia. The basketball's big.
Right.
Oh, but, well, because
Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's the superstar Ben. They love watching
They've always
ben.
Been a basketball.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Country. I know.
Yeah. We'll get to the Eagles free agents, and I'll make Ike make some tough choices after I tell you about a choice that isn't that tough. You want a brand new car, Colonial Hyundai. It's not that tough. And they've made it even easier because the cars are John Ashdale, my buddy, the staff over at Colonial. They built a beautiful new dealership that makes buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle. You know they're all about faster, easier, better. It's even faster, even easier, even better, effortless now. Buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. You know, if you're buying, if you're trading, if you're upgrading, and you have to trade in your vehicle, they're going to give you more than anyone else is. Everyone knows that. In fact, $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. Tons of brand new Hyundais in stock, over 200, whether you want a Palisade or a Tucson or Santa Fe or a Kona or limited time, drive home a brand new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And every new Hyundai at Colonial, you're going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and they're going to give you a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, Ike, ESPN. I'm going to take a drink of water here because I feel my voice.
Please do.
Yeah, sorry.
I actually kind of like a little bit of the rasp that's in your voice today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sexy?
Well,
no, it's more not, manly.
Yeah, tougher.
A little more manly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you ate some meat.
So, well, I did not.
God.
Pause. All right. They ranked the top, ESPN ranked the top 50 NFL free agents this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting thing here. Who do you think the top ranked Eagles free agent is?
The top ranked Eagles free agent this offseason will be, well, Zach Bond, right?
It actually isn't.
It's not Zach Bond?
They have Josh Sweat at number 9.
Oh, no.
Zach Bond at number 12.
Huh.
Milton Williams at number 16.
Hmm.
Mekhi Becton at 30. And then two other guys that are free agents are Isaiah Rodgers or Kenny Gainwell. So if I asked you...
I would have had Becton a little higher, too.
Yeah. So if I asked you, and I think I know your answer, I think maybe Sweat is higher because Edge is a little bit harder to find.
Definitely Edge rusher, yeah.
So if I asked you if you could keep Bond or Sweat...
Oh, Bond.
Bond.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could keep Sweat or Becton...
That's a good question.
Sweat's been really good this year.
He has been. Been very solid this year.
And I know they might get both of them, but
you know
I
would stick with Becton.
Becton over Sweat.
Over Sweat, yeah.
Okay. Sweat or Milton Williams?
Now, I think I may go Milton Williams with that one. Younger. You can have him in there at that three-man rotation inside.
He can play a little outside, too,
by
the way.
I'm moving on from Sweat, but now I'm starting to think about my ends. Who are my ends?
Well, that's the issue.
Well, you have Nolan Smith.
Yeah, Nolan Smith.
But Bryce Huff's going to be here.
All right.
Jalix Hunt.
Bryce Huff is going to be here next year?
Well, he's got enough guaranteed money to be here.
We're going to re-sign BJ.
Yeah.
They're not re-signing BJ, I don't think.
We have Hunt, Jalix Hunt, and then...
Can't get Abdul Carter? No.
Well, Abdul Carter, I think there's actually a chance that he's gonna tank his way to the Eagles. He posts about the Eagles all the time. You know, he can show up the combine. Pull Laramie Tunsil. I don't care.
You know how far he has to tank to get the 32?
Guess what? How he can trade up at some point.
Well, yes. I was going to say he's going to have to. Yes.
I need that. Imagine that guy on the Eagles. It would be so Eagles luck to get Abdul Carter. Spike has no idea who we're talking about.
No. I don't watch college sports.
Yeah. Defensive end, Penn State. Outside linebacker, Penn State.
Another Penn State guy.
No, this dude is like Michael Parsons.
He's disgusting.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And he's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
But then we're gonna get all these We Are calls.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Spike.
Yeah.
They're actually turning out good players.
Finally.
Yeah, that's
finally.
True. That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It's taken them 18 years, 20 years.
Yes. If you could have Isaiah Rodgers or Kenny Gainwell back.
I'd go Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, I'd go Gainwell too.
Because we got enough young corners.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
you know, Isaiah's, listen.
If we're not putting Coop on the outside.
Well, and we're losing Slay, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
So then you're talking about Kelee Ringo on the outside because Coop's not an outside guy. I don't think Coop's an outside guy.
No, he's not. He's not. And neither is Kelee Ringo, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Well, in that case, how old is Rodgers?
Rodgers? 25, 26.
Man, he's that young?
Yeah, I think he's only been in the league 5 years.
Oh, if he's 25, 26, then yeah, you can bring Rodgers back.
Over Gainwell.
27.
Oh, there you go.
That's still not bad.
No. Yeah. He's still got 40 years
left. At least. Yeah. Yeah. And he's fast, too.
Rodgers is. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one because you need that. Now, you got Shipley there.
Yes.
For Gainwell next year.
Yes.
And he's a cheaper.
He is.
He's a cheaper player.
They're going to have to worry. They're going to have to make decisions like this.
Yeah.
And everybody's not going to be bad.
Yeah. Because Gainwell probably can get $4 or $5 million out there somewhere.
DeAndre Swift went and got $9 million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, especially they win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, Gainwell may be looking to get somewhat of a bigger role, bigger payday somewhere.
Yeah. I think they got to keep Sweat and they got to keep.
You keep Sweat. How old is Sweat?
He's 27 going on 28.
He's not that old either.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, the options in free agency.
Yeah, I might keep Sweat.
And it's hard to tell how good Milton Williams is because he seems good. But
he also has a lot of talent around him.
Yeah. Now, he will still have the talent around him. But, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. You need that edge rusher because we don't have anything outside of Nolan Smith.
No.
There's no way I'm counting on Bryce Huff. And I know he has to be back here because of the money, but there's no way that he's getting any better than what he is. Listen, this kid, God bless him, hit the jackpot. You had one great year in New York. You hit free agency at the right time. We fell for it. God bless you. You're going to get a ring out of it, too, and you got a ton of money. But you can't force this dude on the field.
Jalix Hunt's going to be a rotation guy next year.
Oh, I forgot about Jalix Hunt.
Yeah, and he's played well. And
yeah, I don't know if he's ready to be the starter yet. No. Yeah, he's probably a rotation guy.
Yeah, he played 40 snaps on Sunday.
Yeah, you go Sweat, Hunt, and Nolan Smith.
Now, if they want to go,
add another one in the draft, you may go DN with your first pick.
Yeah. Now, some of the names in free agency. So Khalil Mack's free agent. And he's like,
we got no free agent money.
He's 90.
Not if you re-sign your own guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, we got no free agent money.
Reddick, Matthew Judon,
no,
DeMarcus Lawrence.
By the way, they had Reddick ranked behind Milton Williams, which just shows you what Hassan Reddick has done to his value.
Yeah, he may as well play this 1 year. At least he would have got a ring.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to get a chance at it.
Chance at a ring.
Yeah.
Should be an interesting offseason for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles, because they also, I mean, listen, they paid a lot of guys last year. So salaries are going to go up.
Yes.
Yeah, salaries are going to go up. And they like paying their young players.
Yes, to keep them. I mean, that's the thing that if you... I think that's actually the best thing they do.
I agree.
Is they pay guys early. They don't count pennies on it, and it ends up, you know, penny wise, pound foolish. It doesn't end up costing them in the end. And what ends up happening is in 2 years we look at these deals and go, oh, we got a bargain on one. You know,
that's usually how we look at Howie's deals. Like, oh yeah, we got a bargain on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be now. Do you think he's going to need to pay people less so he can pay that Celtics luxury tax bill?
That is an issue.
They're going to have a very big payroll.
In Boston?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't it suck to buy them now and they never win another title?
Oh, my God.
You bought them after they won the title.
And they really do. Their salary, they're going to be the highest because they're so far. They're over the second apron. Mm-hmm. They've paid everybody.
They got two max guys.
Yep.
Super max guys.
Yeah, and they also paid Derek White and they paid Drew Holiday and they paid Porzingis.
Yep.
They paid a lot of guys. Peyton Pritchard, they paid a little bit too. So, yeah. So, Jeffrey's going to have to watch that as well. All right.
Just send Howie up there, man.
Yeah. Howie to run the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, he might.
Well, what's
spread your wings. Yeah.
Doing a good job. Brad Stevens doing a pretty good job running the Celtics.
That's right. You still got Brad. Oh, yeah. So, I wouldn't change that stuff. Yeah.
And then you get that lunatic coach who I love, Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah. Keep that. Yeah. If you're Jeffrey Lurie, you already got that in place.
Do you think we're going to get an email at some point after he buys the Celtics where they do a T-shirt with like a shamrock and an eagle on it like the Sixers did in the beginning? They were sending all their Sixers people down.
Really?
Well, they weren't doing co-branded stuff, but they were doing like ticket offers to Sixers fans for Devils tickets.
Wow.
It was early. I'll give them credit on. They wouldn't do that today. So I don't think.
At least they finally tweeted about the Eagles. That was good.
Yes. They tweeted about the Eagles and they had a bunch of Eagles there. AJ was there. Coop was there.
Half the team was there.
Yes.
Carson and Alshon. Yeah.
Yep. They were there.
They were there.
Jalen not there.
Nah. He's too locked. He's too locked
in. Time to do basketball games.
Locked in.
He's a Jordan Kobe guy too.
LeBron.
And so is Cooper DeJean now.
But he is a clutch guy.
He is a clutch guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Cooper Jean, really bummer for him. Would love to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Thought LeBron was going to dap him up, took his hand out of his pocket. LeBron didn't understand that Cooper was
on the team.
Was on the team, I don't think.
Tough scene.
He did call LeBron called Slay big play Slay, I think, after the game.
Yeah, that's good.
Even though Slay's a big Kobe guy.
Oh, is he?
Well, it's one of those things where you're there, you're like, man, it's still
LeBron.
I'll meet him.
I guess I'll take a meeting with LeBron.
I guess I'll take a picture with him.
Yep. Then I'll talk trash when I get in the car. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? 61.8% say play like you have. 38.2% say take some risks. We've had Mike Mayock the last, 7 weeks since Mike Lombardi.
Lombardi bailed on us.
Bailed on us.
By the way, Bill Belichick's still doing his interviews with McAfee, too.
I know.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Both of them are, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've upgraded from Lombardi to Mayock.
Yeah, well, of course.
We definitely have.
Yeah. So we'll get Mike's take on this past Sunday's game and then look ahead to the Super Bowl next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.